Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, 909. I'm getting a lot of text here about the fire in New Orleans East. For those of you that were wondering what that fire was back in the day, the answer is McFrugal's. The answer we were looking for is McFrugal's. That was a big warehouse fire. Cokey Riley joins us now, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. Morning, Cokey. How are you?
Morning. How's it going?
How about them Tigers? Man, I'm going to tell you what. I watched the game, and then I rewatched it, because you look at it a little bit different when differently when you're not in the moment, right? And, man, I got to tell you, it's hard not to be optimistic.
Yeah, I rewatched the game as well. Kind of went through in a very granular sense, play by play, and I think what really stood out is how good LSU was on the defensive line the second time through. And I think what also stood out was offensively was just like how important the blocking was from a lot of the receivers, especially tight end Bauer Sharp and a lot of that group just sort of opening things up and helping out the defensive line as well. So I think it was just a really, really good team effort. And I disagree with Dabo Swinney. I think they played really, really good football in that game. I think it was better than the 65. So, those are kind of my general takeaways.
It was better than what, Cokey?
A 65, which is what he said yesterday or the day before. But, they asked him, I think he was like making some sort of comment about the game, and he sort of graded both teams, and he gave his own team a 58, and he gave LSU a 65.
Yeah, I think LSU did a little bit better than 65, and I think maybe he's being a little bit hard on Clemson as well, and our own Jeff Nowak will tell you there is, in fact, a P in Clemson, but we don't need to argue that. Let me ask you about the linebackers. I thought the play of the linebackers was exceptional.
Yeah, absolutely, and I kind of mentioned how the defensive line really stood out, and they kind of opened up space for the linebackers, whether it was, edge rusher Jack Piver crashing in toward the line to open up some room in the gap or around the edge for one of the linebackers to come sweeping through. Or it's the secondary and their ability to play man coverage, which opens up the linebackers and just gives them more freedom to blitz and come in on these delayed rushes, and just really opens up the creativity that defensive coordinator Blake Baker can sort of cook up for these linebackers. And he loves blitzing. He loves being incredibly aggressive, and he can do that more when you have defensive backs who can stay on their man one-on-one. You can rely on those guys. And they didn't have that last year. And I think that's the big difference between last year's team and this year's team is that they can play man coverage in the secondary, which opens up the ability to do whatever you want to do with the linebackers. And for most of the game, that meant just going right after the quarterback on these straight rushes, on these delayed rushes, looping, stunting, doing all these creative things with those guys. And when you can do that, with given the speed of Perkins and Weeks, Whitweek especially, it's very, very special to watch, and you saw that all game on Saturday.
I got to get this out of my system. I know they got a freshman Weeks as well. We get one more, we'll have a month.
And I've been kind of joking. You know, Tyburn, who I mentioned earlier, kind of looks like a Weeks brother, mm-hmm. kind of has the same energy as him. So yeah. He's kind of like an honorary fourth brother.
An honorary week, like a leap of brother, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So is Harold Perkins back to being Harold Perkins?
I think so. And I think, it's for a lot of the reasons that I just talked about, in that not only did they kind of settled him into the star position, I think the man coverage, again, playing man coverage in the back where you don't have to play zone and you don't have to use those extra bodies in coverage, it just opens up your ability to use them however you want to use them. And in the running game, when you have defensive linemen who are better at taking on blocks and creating havoc at the line of scrimmage, that opens up more space for Perkins as well. In the fact that a center or a guard isn't coming up and just sort of taking him out of the play. So it helps them in the run game. It helps them in the passing game. In the passing game, again, it's the secondary playing man coverage. So you need less bodies in coverage. You're not playing zone as much. And then on the flip side, in the run game, it's the defensive line taking on blocks, creating havoc in the line of scrimmage, opening up more space, more opportunity for your linebackers to come down on the play and clean up the play. So it's kind of a combination of those two things. And I mean, Perkins' athleticism and his experience, any other, I think kind of a combination of all that. Now that he's a redshirt junior, now that he's a much more mature player, I think you take in all these sort of things into account. Blake Baker being the second year in his system, now you're sort of seeing the fruits of this labor.
So when it comes to this suspension thing, I understand it's you got to have responsibility for your actions, but to have a guy sit out the first half of a game with a team that he wasn't even playing for, that to me sounds crazy. And did Dabo Swinney is the one that brought all of this up, right? Take me through that if you can, Koki.
I don't know if it's 100% confirmed if Dabo Swinney was the one who...
Well, I'm a talk show host. I can say it. I can say it. So I'm not... No, go ahead, really. Seriously.
Yeah, I don't think it's 100% confirmed whether Dabo Swinney was the one who brought this up. It has not been confirmed by either side as to who.
When did LSU find out about it?
LSU found out about it on Wednesday before the game, which does seem extremely late. And it is very confusing as to why they didn't figure this out earlier. Mm-hmm. When this happened on national television, it's not like. It's not like this happened in the backyard somewhere.
Exactly. I saw over the weekend? Roof football. Have you ever seen this?
No.
They got guys, ESPN is covering this, and I don't want to waste a lot of time on this. They're throwing the football at the pipe, the vent pipe on the roof, and they're calling this a sport, and ESPN is televising it. So
yeah.
It's not that. This is LSU playing Clemson, and you would think that somebody somewhere with the NCAA would have been aware of this and told LSU earlier.
Well, they told this was vetted through the Houston's team, and it was told, and it was something that was addressed and that was going to be applied if he had stayed in Houston, and that included if he had entered the transfer portal. But LSU probably should have known that this was part of his, track record, I guess, so to say, right?
They should have known before Wednesday, one way or the other.
Yeah, Absolutely, yeah. But the NCAA did notify Houston's coaching staff and probably him as well. And like that was sent in the statement that was sent over to myself, that this is something that was addressed like way back in December. So it should have, it should have been known well before that. So
maybe they're just hoping everybody would forget about it. It would get lost in the wash.
Yeah.
Hey, so along those lines, man, LSU is looking like DBU again. Am I getting too excited here or not?
I don't think you're getting too excited here. It was a very interesting game for the secondary because I just didn't think they were going to play that well, especially when they were running that sort of main coverage. I think something to sort of keep in mind with, especially when they're playing, if they're going to play more of these bigger games against these bigger opponents, is that Antonio Williams, Clemson's top receiver last year, he only played 5 snaps. He had like a hamstring injury. That's something to sort of keep in mind. Moving forward with, the level of competition LSU secondary is playing up against. But even if you do factor that in, I thought they were way better than I thought they were going to be. And I think Mansoor Delane, the Virginia Tech transfer, was a massive addition for them. A true number one corner, something they haven't had under Brian Kelly yet. And then P.J. Woodland on the other side, I thought he competed, gave up a few receptions, but he competed. He was around the ball all night, made a big play on fourth down. In the fourth quarter at one point. Mm-hmm. D.J. Pickett, the true freshman, played a little bit. I only had one target, no receptions. I got to say, like, those three guys were the guys they rolled with. I was a little surprised those were the three guys exactly because Ashton Stantz was a starter last year. Keem Jackson was a guy who started a lot who was a kind of a starter for them at the beginning of the preseason.
I thought Ashton Stantz was conspicuously absent.
Yeah, he didn't play in this game. And I'm really curious to see like how that's going to shake out moving forward. He'll probably get a little bit more playing time in the Louisiana Tech game this week, but it wasn't because of injury or some sort of disciplinary thing. So I think they have a much deeper room at cornerback than they've had in years past. And you didn't really see that as much in this game, but that's something that could pay off for them more down the road.
Man, you get me wound up here just thinking about it. Let me take a break. We'll come back, talk offense, all right?
All right.
All right, 504-260-1870. That's who and our jeweler talking text line. Any questions, comments about LSU football? We're talking to Koki Riley, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. We'll talk offense when we come back. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. 9:24 now, talking to Koki Riley, LSU beat writer for The Advocate, about the Tigers. We'll talk about his opinion why the Tigers should be number one in a little bit, but you got to admire Brian Kelly. At least he admitted he made a mistake with the fourth and two thing, 12-yard line, end of the first half, going with the analytics. What's that old phrase, you study long, you study wrong? What happened there, Koki?
Yeah, I think this was about time management and wasn't about whether he should go for it on fourth and two in that situation. And I guess, the time is involved in that situation, but I digress. He should have just kicked the field goal because even if you do pick up the first down on fourth and two there, you have less than 15 seconds, probably less than 10 seconds in order to run another play. And you'd already used your timeout because they used that last timeout before the fourth and two play to sort of get organized. And what they should have done is just kick the field goal there. And I think the time element in that play was what Brian Kelly just miscalculated completely. Because I think like the analytical approach there would have probably told him to kick the field goal. He wasn't super clear as to what it told him to do exactly, but he did say that, whatever analytics that he gets in that moment, it includes the amount of time that's left in the half.
Thing I think this should serve as an inspiration to everybody today throughout their work day or whatever they do. Everybody makes mistakes, and all you gotta do is own up to it and just admit it. It's no big deal. Just say, hey, I made a mistake. That's all it is, and it's over.
Exactly.
With.
And the buck stops with him, and he did admit that. So I think that was that felt honest to me. Very honest to me.
And makes you respect him even more. We talk about mistakes, Varian Brown's touchdown, I don't know what a non-touchdown, I don't know what a catch is supposed to be now. I really don't. Do you?
To me, he loses control of the ball once he hits the ground. And
but I thought once he hit the pylon, it was over. No,
but it's not. It's a catch.
All right,
that's the difference.
Okay,
and that was kind of the determining factor there. Even though there was a Caden Durham touchdown just before that, where he loses the ball dives past
the goal. The plane, if you will,
Yeah, the plane. So there's a difference between a rush and a catch, and I think like that's what we learned in this game pretty vividly. And it was weird to me that the ESPN broadcast was so defiant in its belief that it was definitely a touchdown when Brian Kelly literally said yesterday that he thought it was the right call by the rule. The question is whether it's the right rule, and if you want to argue that it isn't, then I'm not gonna stop you.
We found our running back, Caden Durham.
Yeah, I think you found him even before this game started, and he was pretty clearly the number one guy heading into the season, given all the veterans that they lost from last year. And I think Juwan Johnson did a really good job stepping up as the number two guy in this game. When you know Caleb Jackson has kind of continued the struggle, and you know Harlan Barrow only had one carry. Doesn't seem like he's totally ready yet. So you kind of had Johnson, who's a guy who started his LSU career at safety, played a decent amount of last year running back, was a high school quarterback, started this preseason at quarterback. Given all that moving around, he was really, really excellent as a kind of a pass catching running back for them. And then Caden Durham, not only was he really good at, you know, cutting stuff back, breaking tackles and, running the ball, he also, he also was really good in pass protection when they needed him to chip and just stop blitzing linebackers. Like, he was very good at that. And I got to say, like, he's really turning into a complete running back for them.
Let's talk about the big uglies, as Keith Jackson used to say up front, the offensive line.
Yeah, I thought they did. I thought LSU did a really good job protecting that unit, especially in the first half, getting the ball in Nussmeier's hands quickly, running the ball so these guys aren't just pinning their ears back and, you know, getting after Nussmeier. But then as the game went along, they kind of relied on that unit a little bit more. There was some more dropback stuff, as you noticed, some deeper progressions for Garrett Nussmeier in that game, where you know he could sort of let it air it out a little bit more once that offensive line got a little bit more comfortable as the game went along. But it was a much better performance than I thought we were going to get heading into this game. I mean, that was kind of the mismatch heading into it, right? It was Clemson's elite defensive line against LSU's offensive line, and I thought LSU's offensive line was fine, more than fine, in the second half. It was a very promising performance, and I think they got, you know, a decent amount of help from guys like Durham and Sharp.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who could sort of, you know, pick up last second blitzers and chip on the edge. But it was also, again, like a pretty strong performance from Tyree Adams, from Weston Davis at tackle. Those were pretty big concerns heading into this game. They had a good game plan from Peter Woods, who's the elite defensive tackle that they have. So I thought it was a really good performance overall. And as you saw, Braylon Moore won, you know, the SEC Offensive Lineman Player of the Week award. So it was a very, very impressive performance for this, you know, brand new looking offensive line that had five new starters heading into this game. Just a very, very strong performance.
I tell you what I left the game most intrigued by is this play with four receivers to one side, Trey Green on the other. Is he only 161 pounds? Is that accurate, what I'm looking at here?
I think he's more than that. I think he's around 240, I want to say.
Gotta be. I don't know. Yeah, 240. I don't know where they got 161 from. I was looking at the wrong thing, because that would be like a string bean. But you got him out there by himself, so you got a corner on him. Unless you got a 6'5 corner, and there aren't a lot of those, I don't know how you defend that. And if you bring somebody over, well, then the middle would be open or not. Then you got four guys over here and you got somebody open, right? Were you amazed? Not, I hate to say amazed, but just really intrigued by that play?
Yeah, and they kind of ran some. I think that's a very good play to sort of point out, because it kind of gets to this point of the creativity that LSU had on offense in this game. Whether it was like these delayed sneaks for first downs and these couple of third and shorts that Garrett Nussmeier had. At one point, they had a read option play where Nussmeier just kept the ball, and that you never saw that last year. They ran a couple wide receiver counter plays with Xavion Thomas as the running back. They were running guys in motion throughout the game. At one point, they ran the same play three times in a row in the fourth quarter, where it trips to the bottom of the screen, and they just threw a screen pass to Juwan Johnson, who at running back, where it was two tight ends, one running back, which is 12 personnel, but it was empty. So no one was in the backfield, and they just threw screens to the running back, and both the tight ends blocked for him, and they ran the same play three times in a row. And you kind of just saw how they kind of stuck to the principles that they thought would work in this game, which is, you know, short passes, screens, running the ball. They stuck to those principles, but they did it all, but they did those things in very creative and different ways throughout the game.
And
whether
as you
it was
mentioned,
sending guys in motion and all these sort of things. So it was a very, very well devised game plan where it was both, you know, sound and simple, but also like very, very complex and creative. So I think that's a very good point you make here.
You mentioned the quarterback sneaks. Garrett Nussmeier plays bigger than 6'1", 205, don't you think?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of girth to him, and he can play, and I think he's faster than people realize, too. Like, he's a pretty good mover, and he does a good job of creating plays outside of structure and making throws when he's not, when he doesn't have his base underneath him. And I think it's just ability. Like, there was the Kyle Parker play on third down in the third quarter, where he's flushed out of the pocket. He has to throw the ball across his body back toward the middle of the field. But he also has to throw that ball ahead, he also has to lead that ball ahead of the receiver because there's a corner behind him. But there's also a safety coming down from the top, so he can't throw it out in front of him too much, or else that ball is going to get broken up or picked off. So,
and everything you just described is happening pretty quickly, Koki. Happening pretty quickly,
and,
you know?
Exactly, and that is an incredibly hard play. That is an NFL-level sort of play, and I think that's what kind of makes him special over a lot of these, over some of these other young quarterbacks.
Real quick, before we run out of time, I'm going to interrupt you because we're running out of time. Make your case for LSU being number one.
I think that the combination of quarterback and defense is something that not few, if any, other team in the country has, and they also beat the number one team in the nation. My number one team in the nation heading into the season, which is Clemson. So on the road, and in a true road environment. So the combination of those two things is something that I don't really see in the other teams. I think Penn State's probably the closest, but then again, I think Ohio State's defense and the way they played against Texas kind of had them leaping over Penn State for me as well. So I kind of have Penn State at 3. I have Ohio State at 2 right now, and I have LSU as number 1. That's where it stands right now. Will that be what it looks like at the very end of the year? Who knows? So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
I appreciate your time. I got to tell you, man, especially after watching it the second time, if you don't think it's going to be LSU has a shot at a very special season, because it seems like they're loaded. Thank you, Cokie. I appreciate your time and your efforts.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Talk to you again soon. Cokie Riley, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. I'll tell you who we'll talk to again, right after the break, is Bobby Hebert, Cajun Cannon, and we'll get his take on the Saints heading into the season opener against the Cardinals, 9:35, traffic, WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.